and welcome to the news on Voice of Indonesia. These are the headlines. Indonesia accelerates digital transformation of intellectual property services. Indonesian Parliament approves 24 ambassadorial appointment. I am Ahmad Faisal and this is the news in details. Indonesia speeds up digital transformation of intellectual property services. Ofra Regina has the detail.
Indonesia's Minister of Law, Supratman Andi Aktas, reaffirmed the country's commitment to accelerating the digital transformation of intellectual property services during the World Intellectual Property Organization's Forum in Geneva on Tuesday. This step aims to build a modern and inclusive IP ecosystem that supports innovation-based economic growth. He stressed that these efforts are part of Indonesia's broader strategy to enhance competitiveness through innovations.
We know we need to innovate to keep up with how fast things are changing. So we are making digital transformation a top priority for how we manage intellectual property.
The minister also said that Indonesia is currently updating regulations on patents, industrial designs, and copyrights to further strengthen its IP system. As part of its creative diplomacy, the Indonesian delegation presented an exhibition titled Local Roots, Global Reach, showcasing cultural-based products from across the archipelago. Addressing delegates from 194 the World Intellectual Property Organization's member countries, Supratman highlighted that all IP services in Indonesia are now available online and are being continuously improved to become more inclusive, transparent, and accessible. As a result, the number of IP applications has increased to over 152,000 in the first half of 2025, a 20% rise compared to the same period last year. Ofra Regina, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Parliament approves 24 ambassadorial candidates. Desi Anugranov has the detail.
The Indonesian House of Representatives has confirmed that 24 candidates for Ambassador Extraordinary and Plenipotentiary to friendly countries and international organizations have passed the fit and proper test. Speaking at the Parliament Complex in Senayan, Jakarta on Tuesday, Deputy Speaker Adis Kadir said that the test result didn't need to be formally presented during the DPR 23rd plenary session. Instead, the list of approved candidates has been submitted to Speaker Puan Maharani, who will forward it directly to President Prabowo Subianto.
Based on our observations as leaders in Commission 1, all the candidates passed the fit and proper test and were accepted as ambassadorial nominees proposed by the government. The list is now on the Speaker's desk, ready to be sent to the President.
The fit and proper test for the 24 ambassadorial candidates who will serve at various Indonesian embassies and permanent mission abroad was completed by the DPRRI on Sunday, July 6, 2025. Desi Anugrano, Voice of Indonesia.
Australia-Indonesia launch literacy corner at Istiqlal Mosque. Ofra Regina has the report.
Indonesia's Ministry of Religious Affairs, in collaboration with the Australian Embassy, officially launched the Australian Reading Corner at Istiqlal Mosque, Jakarta, on Tuesday. This initiative aims to strengthen bilateral ties between Indonesia and Australia through education and cultural exchange. Minister of Religious Affairs Nasaruddin Umar said after the launch that the facility is expected to become an inclusive literacy space that welcomes people from all walks of life. He also emphasized that the program reflects the close relationship between Australia and Indonesia, especially in the field of education.
Nah, kita akan ciptakan suatu kondisi.
We aim to create a condition where Australia and Indonesia become even closer through the establishment of the Australian corner here. We can access universities and scientific journals from various Australian institutions without having to go to Australia just by using the computers available at Istiqlal. In the future, we will also work together with Australia to introduce both of our rich cultures to support one another right here at Istiqlal Mosque.
Minister Nasaruddin also explained that the Australian Reading Corner was developed in collaboration with Voice of Istiqlal and offers a diverse collection of books for all age, from Australian children's stories to literature on art, food, education, history, and society. Beyond the Reading Corner, Istiqlal Mosque functions as a center for cross-cultural learning, offering free language courses such as English, Arabic, Persian, Hebrew, Aramaic, and Mandarin available through the facility at various times of Regional Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia expands social security for creative workers. Dora Pardede has the report.
The Ministry of Creative Economy and the Social Security Agency for Employment, BPJS Ketenagakerjaan, signed a Memorandum of Understanding at the National Coordination Meeting on Strengthening Institution and the Creative Economy Ecosystem in the Regions in Jakarta on Tuesday. Indonesia's Minister of Creative Economy, Tuku Rifki Harsyah, stated that Memorandum of Understanding proved the Hexahelix collaboration in developing the creative economy and also provides employment social security for creative economy players in the regions.
Yang pertama dengan elemen pemerintah itu.
The initial collaboration is with the government agency responsible for the employment social security. It focuses on creating synergy in carrying out duties related to providing labor protection and supporting the development of the creative economy. The initiative aims to support creative economy players, many of whom are informal workers who often face difficulties in accessing social protection. Therefore, the creative industry now has a better access to employment social security.
Meanwhile, the President Director of BPJS Ketenagakerjaan, Parmudia Iriawan Buntaro, revealed that out of a total of 26.4 million workers in the creative economy sector, there are still around 139,000 informal workers who do not yet have employment social security. Therefore, this collaboration aims to ensure that creative economy players can continue to work and innovate with peace of mind as they have social security protection. Going forward, BPJS Ketenagakerjaan will also actively promote awareness among creative economy workers about the importance of employment social security protection. Dora Pardede, Voice of Indonesia.
You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Indonesia is strengthening its creative economy by establishing offices in 92 regions. Dora Pardede has the details.
Indonesia's Minister of Creative Economy, Tuku Rifki Harsyah, announced that at least 21 provinces and 71 regions or cities across the country are currently in the process of setting up dedicated creative economy offices. Speaking to the media after opening the National Coordination Meeting on Strengthening Creative Economy Institution and Ecosystem in the Regions in Jakarta on Tuesday, Minister Rifki said the initiative is part of a national strategy to develop the creative economy as a new engine of growth based on local potential. He added that strengthening regional ecosystem will help create quality jobs and improve people's welfare.
Namanya yang sedang berproses dalam persiapan dinas ekraf di daerah.
Especially those who are in the process of preparing the creative economy service in the regions. Some 21 provinces and around 71 regions and cities will form a creative economy service. In the regions, we know that to form a creative economy service, there usually needs to be a regional regulation, and the regional regulation is usually planned to be signed in the second semester of this year.
Minister Rifki also noted that in December 2024, the Ministry of Home Affairs and the Ministry of Creative Economy signed a joint ministerial decree as a major step forward that provides a clear legal framework and guidance for local governments. The decree enables regions to establish creative economy departments, either as standalone institution or integrated within existing local government bodies. Dora Pardede, Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian government targets sugar self-sufficiency starting in 2025. Desi Anugranov has the details.
Vice President Gibran Rakabuming Raka reaffirmed the government's commitment to achieving self-sufficiency in household sugar by 2027 and full sugar self-sufficiency by 2027 or no later than 2028. To meet this target, the government is promoting agricultural mechanization using modern technologies such as drone and combined harvesters and is encouraging the involvement of youth and academics in research on sugarcane, seed, and downstream processing. Gibran met the remarks during the Rembuk Tani or Farmers Dialogue event in Sleman, Yogyakarta Special Region on Tuesday. He also stated that the government will address challenges across the entire supply chains for water access, fertilizer and seeds, to market price and land issues and farmer partnership.
So the president has given clear instruction and we will work together to achieve sugar self-sufficiency for consumption by next year and full self-sufficiency by 2027 or 2028.
President Prabowo Subianto has issued a direct order to accelerate replanting programs for 3 consecutive years to help boost national sugar production. The government is also pushing for better coordination between national and regional programs, including support for free nutritious meals, community-based school, and red and white cooperative initiative. Desi Anugrano, Voice of Indonesia.
The UN calls for accountability for all violations in Gaza by both states and companies. This includes protecting human rights and ensuring humanitarian aid can reach those in need. Andi Ramdoni has the detail.
The United Nations reminded everyone involved in conflicts, whether governments, armed groups, or companies, that they have legal duties under international law. These duties include protecting civilians, allowing humanitarian aid, and holding violators accountable. In an interview with RRI Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Tuesday, Director of the UN Information Center in Jakarta, Miklos Gaspar, said that after nearly 21 months of conflicts in Gaza, these basic rules are still being broken, causing more suffering for civilians.
The Secretary General of the UN has numerous times called on all parties of the conflict to protect civilians, enable the facilitation of humanitarian aid, and also to pursue accountability, and at the same time, release the hostages unconditionally.
The UN also stressed that governments must regulate companies working in conflict areas like Gaza. These companies must carefully check their activities and supply chains to make sure that they don't contribute to harm or break the law. Miklos Gaspar said civil society and the public should pressure companies to follow international standards.
Corporations need to remain vigilant in assessing their operations as well as their supply chains, so their subcontractors. If there are links that may contribute to harm against civilians or to violations of international law, they must take appropriate action, whether that means disengaging from contracts, enhancing transparency, or strengthening all kinds of safeguards.
Miklos Gaspar added that transparency and public involvement are key to making companies accountable in war zones. The UN calls for stronger courts and legal tools to address abuses and help victims get justice worldwide.
The United Nations has warned about a serious humanitarian crisis in Gaza. It also called on all parties, including companies working in conflict zones, to follow international human rights rules. Andi Ramdhani has the details.
After nearly 21 months of conflict, people in Gaza are suffering greatly. Many have been forced to leave their homes, face hunger, and see their cities badly damaged. Essential services and infrastructure are close to collapsing. In an interview with RRI Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Tuesday, Director of the UN Information Center in Jakarta, Miklos Gaspar, said that getting humanitarian aid into Gaza is very difficult, making the situation worse. Tragically, over 463 aid workers have died, including more than 300 UN staff. Most of these workers were from the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, or UNRWA. UNRWA supports 2 million people in Gaza by providing food, healthcare, shelter, and education, but it is struggling to continue its work.
Fuel is running out. Hospitals are barely functioning. Water and sanitation systems have collapsed. There's no other agency that can replicate the scale access and enjoys the same trust within the community.
The UN also talked about concerns regarding companies involved in the conflict, referring to a report by a Human Rights Council expert. Although the report is not an official UN position, Miklos Gaspar emphasized that businesses must follow international human rights law.
Where credible evidence exists, allegations of any corporate complicity must be thoroughly investigated and accountability must follow in line with international law.
The UN again called for urgent humanitarian access, justice for violations and respect for international law. Miklos Gaspar urged the world to act quickly to stop further disaster.
Next up, we present the Voice of Indonesia's commentary titled Indonesia's Digital Transformation by Anna Trijaya Kasih.
Indonesia's steps to accelerate the digital transformation of intellectual property services, as emphasized at the World Intellectual Property Organization Forum in Geneva from July the 8th until 17th, are commendable. This commitment demonstrates the government's awareness that intellectual property protection is a crucial foundation for building an innovation-based economy. However, challenges on the ground remain significant. While all intellectual property services are now digital, access and utilization are unequal. Many micro, small, and medium enterprises and innovators in the regions particularly don't understand the importance of registering their products or creation. Furthermore, regulatory updates, such as those regarding patents and copyrights, should be balanced with simplification to prevent new obstacles. The introduction of Indonesian cultural products at the Local Roots Global Reach exhibition on the sidelines of the International Forum in Geneva was also a smart move in economic diplomacy. This proves that intellectual property is not only about legal protection, but also a means of promoting local culture to the global market. The Indonesia's 20% surge in intellectual property applications in the first half of 2025 demonstrates increasing public awareness. However, this growth must be accompanied by education, training, and strengthening of the intellectual property ecosystem, especially at the regional level. Digital transformation is not just about technology. It is about being prepared to build a system that is inclusive, accessible, and capable of encouraging innovations from the grassroots. Synergy between the government, academics, industry, and the community is key to ensuring this effort truly leads Indonesia towards a more creative and competitive economic future. That was commentary.
Listener, that commentary concludes today's news bulletin from the Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world.
perhatikan, kulihatkan semua yang pernah ada kan ku taruhkan. Perasaan ku berikan, tak sedikit pun waktu kan ku tinggalkan. Ku
of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Apakah Jika cinta masih sama, jika kau tahu ujungnya, satu perkenalan, dua pendekatan, apa kau bosan? Bencana, bencana di luar rencana, janji, janji fana membuat merana. Cerita kita takkan seperti di layar-layar kaca, kemas romantis tak masuk logika. Cerita kita kan berjalan perlahan dan sederhana, hanya lewat bicara. Seperti di layar-layar kaca, kemas romantis tak masuk logika. Cerita kita kan berjalan perlahan dan sederhana, bercinta lewat kata.
Hello everyone, my name is Ray, and today we're going to learn about the Indonesian alphabet. Let's begin. C, 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 which can be used for cicak, coklat, celana. Let's continue. D, 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 which can be used for danau, dodol, desa. That's it for now, and see you in another episode.
Suci lahir dan di dalam batin. Tengoklah ke dalam sebelum bicara. Singkirkan debu yang masih melekat. Singkirkan debu yang masih melekat.
Adalah kehendaknya. Kita mesti tabah menjalani. Hanya cambuk kecil agar kita sadar. Adalah dia di atas segalanya. Oh, oh, adalah dia di atas segalanya. Harap menjerit-jerit, asap panas membakar, lahar dan badai menyapu bersih. Hanya satu isyarat bahwa kita mesti banyak berbenah. Memang bila kita kaji lebih jauh dalam kekalutan, masih banyak tangan yang tega berbuat nista. Pasti telah memperhitungkan amal dan dosa yang kita perbuat.
Kemanakah lagi kita akan sembunyi? Hanya kepadanya kita kembali.
Yang bakal bisa menjawab, mari hanya runduk sujud padanya. Memerangi diri, bercermin dan banyaklah bercermin. Tuhan ada di sini, di dalam jiwa ini. Berusahalah agar ia tersenyum. Oh, oh, berusahalah agar ia tersenyum.
Yes, that's music from Ebit Giada Witato untuk kita renungkan. Let's contemplate it, listener. That's why every single day we must be able to, you know, to comprehend ourselves, to comprehend anything happens around us, and think it. Consider it and make it as a lesson for us in order to make our every step to be better in a pious thing, in anything that can make or results to goodness. And listener, we have also another wise word, and it has something to do with our quote of the day. Now it is from Bung Tomo. Yes, Bung Tomo. Bung Tomo said that one can be a great only when he changes the world into a better place. Bung Tomo is a national hero. He played a crucial role in maintaining Indonesian independence. He is also known for his blazing spirit for revolution and consistency in fighting the colonizers. He moved through psychological struggle and propaganda. Bung Tomo's famous speech burned the spirit of youth and Islamic boarding school students. Moreover, he also showed creativity in formulating strategy while showing honesty and integrity. And listener, thank you for listening to the Voice of Indonesia through RRI Digital. You can also enjoy the direct the programs of all RRI stations across Indonesia, your favorite playlist, inspirational podcasts, and the latest news. And now let's listen to our other songs from Dewa with title Roman Picisan, including our feature. It is compiled as our feature of our social culture with title Galunggung, following our music corner with Isan Mulang. And finally, listener, I am Ahmad Faisal, and also the crew on duty would like to say thank you very much for all of your kind attention to listen to our program. Hopefully what we have already given to you can be beneficial, can be your goodness, and also can improve about your insight about Indonesia, and also feel enjoyable, feel entertained of our segments and program. And listener, have a nice day and see you next time.
Yeah. Alhamdulillah setelah kejadian sekarang bahkan
Alhamdulillah after disaster people surrounding Galunggung can feel the result of their agriculture from their own natural resources. So it is better for blessing and more beneficial, and also the economic standard of society is also better.
Lebih baik.
That was Saifullah testimony, head of Sukajadi Village, Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency, West Java Province. Sukajadi Village is one of the villages which was directly affected by Mount Galunggung eruption. Eruption of volcano, which is 2,167 meters above the sea level, was very phenomenal in 1982. In the history, Mount Galunggung erupted in 1982. The last eruption has type volcanic vertical, like mushroom clouds of atomic bomb, reaching 20 kilometers to the sky, and was followed by pyroclastic burst of the fine dust which showered Bandung, Tasikmalaya, Garut, Cianjur, and another city in radius 100 kilometers. The negative impact of the eruption was felt by most people surrounding Mount Galunggung. They suffered due to the eruption for more than 1 year.
Tasik Utara lah khususnya, itu sangat berdampak negatif.
North Tasikmalaya especially has negative impact. Even several damage and destruction occurred for 1 year. For 1 year, there were no activities in some regions of the districts, such as Cisayong, Sukaratu, Padakembang, Leuwiwisari, Singaparna. From 5 districts of 6 districts, its agricultural lands were collapsed for 1 year. Atang Supriyatna, farmer from Sukajadi Village, Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency, told about tense atmosphere when the eruption happened.
Pertama kelihatan mah malam Senin, jam 11 malam, Minggu malam Senin gitu kan, kelihatan mah ada asap gitu kan. Waktu itu kan
earlier on Monday evening, if I was not mistaken, at 11 p.m. on Sunday evening, there was seen smoke. At the time, general election would be conducted. I was at command post. I was on guard. I did not know that the mountain would erupt. Firstly, there was drizzle. So, when I was outside, wah, raining. When entering the post, I looked down and it was not wet. It was not water, otherwise dust. In the morning at the post, I came to the village, show from the west. Many people over there went down. When he said, the mountain erupted. At the time, it was not yet. To the team, Saifullah completed the bitter story, which was experienced due to the eruption that kept erupting for 1 year.
Awal meletus itu, letusan pertama itu tidak ada letusan, hanya mengeluarkan asap itu hari Senin.
When erupting for the first time, Senin, there was no eruption. Only smoke on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Senin, Selasa, Rabu,
Thursday evening, the big eruption happened.
Tapi dari Senin, Selasa,
so on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, big eruption happened.
Mengeluarkan lahar,
but on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday occurred overflow smoke and lava. There was no eruption. There were only thunder and fiber. If we stored water burr, it happened on Monday until Thursday. Around 18:30 after Maghrib, there was great eruption. It was Thursday evening. Disaster of Mount Galunggung eruption caused disadvantage. Around 1 billion rupiah and stopped farmers' activities for 5 years.
Tapi setelah 5 tahun, tahun 87 seolah-olah Galunggung bangkit dan berdampak.
But after 5 years in 1987, as if Galunggung awake and positive impact on agriculture, also has positive impact on local people's economy at Galunggung region. It could be felt which was provincially collapsed. There was no life, especially for economy. After 5 years, rose up. People under Mount Galunggung slope feel the benefits after the mountain erupted. In 1987, farmers began to reopen their agricultural land. It did not take long time when they realized that their land was more fertile after the eruption. Atang Supriyatna admitted it.
Kalau tanah mah dari dulu juga malah makin bagus kalau sekarang tanahnya itu. Kalau dulu kan rata-rata per hektar di
our agriculture lands is more fertile. In the past, 1 hectare land only produced around 4 tons, sometimes 4.5 tons. Today, it is better. Here, the land calculates per plot. So, 100 rice field plots can produce 8 quintals, minimum 7 quintals. If it is calculated, 1 hectare is 700 plots. 7 times 7 equal 49. There is an increase. In the past, it was only 4 tons. Now, it's becoming 49 tons. The structure of the land has been good. Its pH increases. The change of the land structure was explained by Enang Ruspandi, head of Agricultural Counseling Office of Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency. Enang, who works at field in his daily life and give counseling to the farmers, said that Galunggung Das has many elements which are needed by land to increase productivity, either agriculture or vegetable.
Sampai dengan sekarang itu terjadinya fenomena alam, kalau kita gali lihat daripada kandungan daripada debu galung itu kan ada kandungan yang disebut debu vulkanologi atau unsur-unsur hara yang sangat dibutuhkan.
Until now, natural phenomenon happens.
Suatu tanaman.
If we dig the content of Galunggung dust, there is vulkanologi dust or hara elements which are very needed. Micro element is needed by plant. One of them is manganese, V or iron, magnesium, sulfur that supports may develop the plants growth because those micro elements are very needed by plant, even though in small quantity. In this regard, there is impact on the plants. Before Mount Galunggung erupted, I interviewed the farmers that 1 hectare land only produced 5.9 and increased to be 6.3 by applying technology. Galunggung Das does increase not only the quantity for the agriculture product, but also the quality of the product. Even Galunggung rice is well known until abroad.
Sebelum ada Galunggung itu produksinya biasa-biasa aja, tetapi setelah ada Galunggung itu meningkat kualitas beras pun juga membaik. Beras Galunggung yang diproduksi, beras dari air Galunggung itu,
before Galunggung erupted, its product was normal.
Ya, sehingga mempunyai harga yang cukup memuaskan.
The product increase.
Berasnya itu
rice quality is also better.
Percaya itu merek
Galunggung rice, beras which is Cianjur, produced from Galunggung water,
supermarket mana
is premium.
Ada sebagian beras
one,
dari sini.
So that price of the rice
cuma
is quite
orang Cianjur,
satisfying. If you do not believe the brand mark of Cianjur rice at supermarket, most of the product is from here, Cisayong. It is good quality of the rice. The soaking rice here from 1 quintal reaches 50 until 60 kilograms. Generally, soaking rice can produce much. If used, fertilizer is suitable and balanced. Quality of the rice of Cisayong Regency received international certification from Institute Market Ecology Organization or IMO. Organic Food Certification Council is from Swiss and has given certificate to more than 300 farmer groups throughout the world that produce a number of organic plants.
Nah, ada yang kami produksi khususnya dari Cisayong, umumnya karena digabung satu kabupaten.
We produce organic rice especially from Cisayong, generally from 31 regencies. We have exported tens of tons of organic rice and even hundreds of tons. Its name is Kapokan Simpatik, which has been exported to Germany, the United States of America and Swiss. There are three types of rice which are exported. There are red rice, black rice, white rice. Those types of rice are organic. Why can the rice be exported? Because the rice has been certificated by IMO. IMO is an international certification agency, so the rice can be sold abroad. Without certification label, the rice cannot be exported.
Alhamdulillah, dengan adanya
Letusan Galunggung itu fenomena alam.
Alhamdulillah, because of the eruption of Mount Galunggung, Cisayong villagers enjoy positive impact. The increase of the product is around 5-7%. The blessing is felt by the farmers, as taught by Atang Supriyatna.
Kan dulu mah kan ada yang kelaparan kan, di kita-kita di sini mah nggak ada. Neng mau makan di bapak silahkan.
It is better now. In the past there were people who starved. In the past harvest season was only twice a year. In here harvest is three times a year. Take for example, 100 plots can produce 1 ton. If 3 times a year, it means 3 tons. In the past, it was only 2 tons. Twice, isn't it? Alhamdulillah, it was enough for residents to eat twice or 3 times. Blessing. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah.
Itulah riwayat Galunggung, tapi alhamdulillah setelah kejadian sekarang.
That was history of Galunggung, but alhamdulillah after the event, even residents surrounding Galunggung can feel the agriculture products from their own natural resources and bring up